I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, 30 minutes away from the Jazz here across the street with the San Antonio Spurs. Fans filing in with their Donovan Mitchell jerseys. Scott, San Antonio, not one of those teams you see a lot of visiting fans rolling in with the jerseys on of anybody from the Spurs. You know, you used to a little bit, but now not so much. And the Jazz are expected to get the win. But hey, we've expected wins before with this team, and we know how expecting wins goes.
You expect the unexpected, yeah, so then you're not surprised.
Then just go in and have a great game and have a fun watch with this one. I was thinking about this weekend, this whole Aaron Rodgers saga, and I thought, you know, someone's going to get to him. Somebody smart's going to get to him, and they're going to say, and it's going to be his agent, his manager, not his family, because I don't think he talks to him. And then it's going to be like somebody who can speak some sense to him and just say, hey, let's let this go for now, and let's get this one back. Let's get this one back. You know, let's just go back into it, and we'll just, you know, let's just count this as a loss in our book. And we'll come back to it. We'll put a pin in this one, and we'll see if we can get you a better place maybe next year or if there's such a thing. And it made me think, okay, with more developments over the weekend, we have found out that the opposite is true. Aaron Rodgers has become the biggest stinking drama since the days of our lives. And that's why I thought, you know what? You know who else was pretty dramatic? You know who else had some dramatic things go on in their life? Was old Scott Mitchell. And so you know what we're going to do? We're going to ask a drama queen about another drama queen. Here we go. It's Ask Scott Anything. Let's do it.
KSL's Unwaggled.
Oh, my goodness.
ASA. Ask Scott Anything. Insider questions. Candid answers. Nothing's off limits. Just don't make it awkward. It's Ask Scott Anything.
All right. So at this point with Aaron Rodgers, Scott, who is actually able to talk some sense into him? He's in a stratosphere of really, really good players in the league, and I think that sometimes that goes to a guy's head like his, and nobody can talk sense to him because every decision that he makes seems to be even worse. So he's been disappointed that the news has he was disappointed that it came out that there was an issue with management.
Which, I'm sure, yeah,
come on.
I'm sure, Alex, I'm sure that he probably doesn't have a lot of people that he talks to begin with, really. I mean, the thing is because he's this guy that's kind of insulated himself pretty much from everyone and everything. And when you do that, you get a warped sense of what's really happening in the world around you. And it's hard. I mean, it's hard when everyone goes, I mean, this guy, I know it's maybe trivial, but it's not. This guy's hosting Jeopardy. And that's everyone doesn't get to host Jeopardy. I mean, come on. And just won an MVP. And all these people say Aaron Rodgers, one of the top three or four quarterbacks in the NFL. You know, he's a surefire Hall of Famer, blah, blah, blah. When you're that person and you have all those things and you hear all those things, you don't listen to anybody. And so in this situation, and I'm just telling you, here's the thing. It's going to be really, really hard for Aaron Rodgers. As great as Aaron Rodgers is, everybody, and I mean everybody, is replaceable. I think Brett Favre, who was so beloved by Packers fans, and oh my goodness, I thought there's not a snowball's chance that Aaron Rodgers is going to come in here and just really, and you know what? Aaron Rodgers may have had a better career in Green Bay than Brett Favre. I mean, they both won the same number of Super Bowls, and Aaron Rodgers, by the time he's done, he'll probably have more. You know, his statistics will be much higher than Brett Favre's. And so you think you have all the answers. You think you know what's best. And I'm just telling you right now, when you're gone, you're gone. And someone else will find their way into your spot. And the Packers wide receiver, Devontae Adams, actually was, I think, summed it up.
That's what I want to ask you about. Summed it up best. Because he tweeted it out. He said, "Got to appreciate what you got while you got it." And it was an absolute dig at the situation. This is an all-pro wide receiver that Aaron Rodgers has been throwing to. He doesn't become the all-pro quarterback that he is without the talent that's around him, and vice versa, right? So in the end, these guys work for each other. They make each other look good. And that's what I was going to ask you, is that once your wide receivers or anybody, any other teammates, you've told me you don't care what the defensive line ever thinks, but
they don't think. It's not.
But I'm just saying, like, If it's a set of, you know, guards that protect you, and if somebody's looking at you that's in the same huddle as you, and they tweet at you and go, "Hey man, what's going on here?" That has to create a problem, because now your teammates are looking at you going, "What is the deal, dude? Are you too good for all of us?"
Well, not only is it a problem, but I mean, in 1995 in Green Bay, we had this phenomenal season, and the next year, everyone wanted more. Like they weren't content enough with, like, my part in all of this is doing this. And I want to say it was like everybody. They thought that they were the most important part. They didn't think they were getting enough attention. They didn't think they were getting enough touches. They didn't think – I mean, it was and there were weeks that would go by that we wouldn't even talk to each other the next year. And we were having as good, if not a better, year in 1996. When all of a sudden you realize that you don't want to be there, or that you're putting your personal interests at the detriment of the team, and Aaron Rodgers is just basically saying, "I don't like the organization, I don't want to be here." And he signed a contract, he has an agreement, and the contract is with the team, and the team includes his teammates. And when you've kind of set yourself apart from everyone else, and I'm sure everyone says, you know, well, Aaron Rodgers kind of owns this place, runs this place. And I've been around players that have been that player, and people kind of joke about it a little bit. But really, ultimately, teammates want teammates that are good and that, you know, have their back, and they know they're going to go to war with them, and they know they want to be with them and be a part of who they are. And so I think it's a huge slap in the face when a guy just says, "Yeah, I don't like it here.
The brand of what these guys curate, their brand very, very closely. And even though people know that Aaron Rodgers has a little bit of a, you know, getting along problem with some of the people,
that's
in his
life,
brand.
And that, he's fitting his brand.
But that's what I was going to say, is that this becomes even more of a part of his brand. It's not necessarily even about the winning as much as it is. You've got to be careful, because you're making your legacy here. And if you become a giant baby and you start whining about being in Green Bay too long, or not liking what the management's done, or saying you want more input on all the people that you're picking, then it's you have basically worked yourself out of the conversation of one of the greats, because we just don't want to talk about a guy being great if he's not a good teammate. So Tom Brady has all of his things, has a weird diet, has all this stuff, but has 7 rings. And we go, yeah, he just keeps winning. And he's keep curating that brand. He keeps going. I don't know what type of person he really is, but Aaron Rodgers. Just,
and you don't know how he really felt about the Patriots.
Right, exactly.
Any of it.
Let's take the break here. Just take a page out of the book of the guy who's doing it better than you while you're doing it. Stay with us. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled. MVPs are next.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.